Alt-1019 with Fook, Lindsay, and an hour commercial-free with my neighbor who's running for Congress. I feel like I should have the Seinfeld theme behind me. Bring that up. So we talked a little bit about why you're running, and it's Darlene McDonald who is running versus Mia Love in the 4th District in this year's congressional elections.
Next year's
congressional elections. And so I just kind of wanted to know, I mean, is it... The actual process of going, all right, I'm going to get up and run for Congress. That means what? You file? Mm-hmm. This is something you can do on the internet, or you got to do it in person? Or
You actually do it on the internet because you have to file your statement of organization. And so that goes to the FEC. I actually did show up downtown at the lieutenant governor's office and said, okay, I'm here. Here are my papers. And they said, okay, what are we supposed to do with this? So, no, you don't show up with your statement of organization at the lieutenant governor's
office.
You do it
all online. It's so weird.
Yeah, and once you call them and people say, oh, the federal government, they're horrible. She was actually very nice. And she told me exactly what to do and what I needed to do. And I spoke with her right there in the Capitol building. She was fantastic, actually.
Because it's not a call that they field every day.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. Yeah, so it was great. So I did that. And then once I made that decision, I filed my paperwork, and then I just started blasting social media. I mean, that's what I do I don't do social media for a living, but I'm in technology, so I have a technology background. I understand how it works and how to communicate with people.
You absolutely have to have a social media presence. Trump, I mean, you can tell. Trump wouldn't be Trump without
right.
his amazing Twitter feed.
I know.
But, I mean, we're talking about, like, a bunch of other stuff, like billboards and, like, showing up at the community council meeting and the Mill Creek Venture Out and all that kind of stuff. I mean, have you looked into billboards? And have you looked into those things that people stick in their lawn that say your name on it?
Yes, and they have been proven to not be effective at all, and they are totally actually a waste of money. So if people want those things for their yard, I'm going to print them. But please go and donate to my campaign so you can help me pay for them.
Yeah.
And how do people find your campaign?
Well, they can go to votedarlene.com, and they'll put me up there, and all the information about volunteering as well as donating is on our website.
No, I've always hated those things because they seem to blow over in the wind.
Yeah.
People deface them.
The people deface them. They steal them.
They steal them.
You know?
They stole mine.
Yeah. And is it really environmentally friendly? I don't think so. It's a lot of plastic.
But people love them.
Yeah.
People love them. And they like them.
You know what? What about the pink flamingo or lawn gnome? With your name on it. It's both decorative and it gets the message out. That's an idea. Yep.
Bumper stickers? Those happening?
Yeah, but I don't want a bumper sticker.
I'll rock a bumper sticker of you on my car.
It's got to be the static sticker.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The ones that come off.
You know what I want? I want the sticker on my laptop. I think that is really cool when people have a bunch of stickers on their laptop and you see them at the coffee shops and they have like 20 stickers on their laptop. I think that's
the
cool.
Laptop is the new guitar case when it comes to stickers. Robocalls? Are you going to do robocalls or are those not worth it?
I will be making calls to people and saying, hello, my name is Darlene McDonald, and I'm glad that you are excited about my campaign. Would you be interested in donating to our campaign today?
Awesome.
So yes, I will be making those calls.
So you are not
You're
a robot.
Doing it yourself.
I will be doing it myself. So expect those calls.
Yeah.
What about billboards though? And you know, as if unaware, Darlene is also a black woman like Mia Love. So there's a real chance of confusion.
Really?
Between
Why?
You
because
two.
We all look alike.
Oh my gosh.
That's that's correct. I can't tell the difference.
Did he really just say that?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean I say it from the point of view of the casual voter who goes, "Oh, wait, who is Darlene? Wait, is that the black woman? No, wait, that's Mia Love." That is a conversation between two people who don't exactly follow politics around the court.
Well, you know, you have a point there. So we have to make sure that our policy is known and how people feel about each one of those policy issues and make sure that when they go in there, they'll say, okay, black woman one or black woman two. Okay, this one is going to take away my health care, but this one isn't. So I want to make sure they make the correct choice.
Right.
I would like to offer a suggestion. I'm sure this will be taken in the spirit of which it's intended. Hat. You be the black woman with the hat.
Oh my goodness.
I look good in hats, actually.
Oh, well, she's got a tat. Tattoo.
Oh, yeah, a tat.
So she's the black woman with the tat.
Yeah, there you go.
What's the tat of, Darlene McDonald?
It's a quill. I wanted a tattoo for a very long time, but I didn't know what and I didn't know where. So I'm a writer, by the way. So I write fiction novels, and I decided I was going to have a quill on my right arm because it's my writing arm.
It's beautiful.
And that's so John Hancock-y of you.
Yeah, it is.
Darlene McDonald, everyone,
you're wonderful. You are just a delight. I know for sure if people meet you, they're going to want to vote for you. But yeah, cue the Seinfeld music.
It's my neighbor who's running for Congress. In the spirit of all things fair, we also offer Mia Love the chance to come on the program and talk about her positions and her tattoos and all that kind of good stuff. So, but Darlene, it was lovely to meet you. And I mean, you know, for everyone going, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, this is the process that you go through.
Yes.
To start to run for Congress and get your anger out.
You're a badass for doing that.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for standing up.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
All right, let's check traffic. I know we got what you need to know coming up. We've also got fuel and Marcy Playground tickets on the way on Alt-1019.
Traffic's still fairly thick on the northbound side of I-15.